Well, hello, it's Ian McKendrick. I'm still here at the Patchings Art Festival and I've managed to track down one of my art heroes, a chap called Peter Woolley, who's a watercolour landscape artist. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
I'm a watercolour artist. I paint watercolour landscapes. It's as simple as that, really.
Yeah.
I walk a lot and that's where all my paintings come from.
So whereabouts are you from?
I live in North Yorkshire.
Okay, and a lot of your paintings are local to you?
They are, although I spend a lot of time in the lakes, Lake District, so I do a lot of walk in the Lake District, the Yorkshire Dales, and I am originally from Derbyshire.
Right.
So the Peak District whenever I can make it.
Wow. Yeah. So have you always been an artist?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah? Have you done any proper jobs? I mean,
no. Good question. All right, yes. Simple answer to that is yes. When I left school, I worked for Rolls-Royce for 6 years.
What did you
that
do
was
there?
what did I do? I was an assistant buyer.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I used to buy fuel pumps and fuel filters for the RB211 engine, as it was then.
Yeah.
And then went into... we worked in the statistics department. It was all very interesting, it wasn't really my bag, but I worked there for 6 years.
Yeah.
And first opportunity I got, I left to pursue my sort of painting and... at the time, it was a painting and music. I didn't know which one I was most interested in.
So how did it pan out with the art world? How did you start making a living from your art?
I can track that way, way back to actually when I was still working at Rolls-Royce. A boss of mine gave me a postcard one day and said, God, there's a copy of that. So I'd copied this postcard and he gave me a fiver for it.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And then a bit later on, he asked, on another occasion, he had a big old house and he asked me, would I do a drawing of his old house?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, why not? You know, I was only young, I was very young at the time. I was 16, 17 at the time. And I did it for him just because that's what I did.
Yeah.
And he said, well, how much do you want for it? And I said, I don't know, really. He said, well, he gave me 15 quid.
Wow.
And I thought, there's something in that. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
£15 to make up a drawing. So that was quite, I can track it back to that, really.
Yeah.
They were the first two occasions where somebody actually paid me money to draw something. So, it kind of developed from there.
Now, looking at some of your art, I think you've got a very distinct style. You've developed this style all on your own. How were you inspired to this way of working?
I mean, my inspiration would be my old art teacher.
Yeah.
I was taught by Wilfred Ball at Spondon School, and he inspired me greatly. And many people have drawn certain similarities with him, although, you know, it's not something that I directly set out to do. But I think the inspiration was there, and I think there's some sort of a connection there. I mean, I'm inspired by people like William Heaton Cooper, the Lake District, and other artists. You know, they all sort of, it all contributes, and along the way, somewhere out the other end, you churn out your own style.
Yeah.
And it kind of happens organically.
Yeah.
So it's not something I don't look into it too closely because I might not like what I find.
Yeah.
You know, I like it. It's got to happen organically.
Yeah, really. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If that makes...
So what about the future? What can we expect from Peter Woolley in the next 3, 5, 10 years? What are you working towards?
Exciting stuff. I continue to work on my range of DVDs for beginners. So that keeps me very busy.
You've got a full DVD set of training
I'm up to DVD number 11.
Right.
And it's not finished yet. It just keeps... I add to it maybe one, sometimes two DVDs a year, and it all links into the other teaching that I do. So I teach weekly classes. I also have an online student service, so I have video demonstrations that all link into that. So I'm constantly working to provide video demonstrations and content for students, basically.
Yeah.
What else am I doing? Well, I've got a new video project on its way, which is linked into the cruise workshops that I do, because I do workshops on cruise ships,
yeah,
and visit some very interesting places.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to bring out a set of DVDs of demonstrations of starting out with Venice. I've got that coming up.
Brilliant.
But I continue
I'll look out
to
for
do
because yeah. I'm very interested in Venice at yeah. the moment. So
I mean, I continue to do the cruise workshops, and I've just been asked to write a book.
Now, who's that
Search,
with?
Search Press.
Search Press. Yeah.
So that's that is something that will be happening also.
So when's
over
that
the
coming
next,
out?
I don't know yet. Literally, I only spoke to the commissioning editor yesterday, and this is all very fresh and very exciting for me. So
yeah,
I don't know all the fine details have yet to be ironed out. But
yeah.
I would say within the next sort of 12 to 18 months.
Brilliant.
Probably.
Oh, well, yeah. We'll be watching out.
But
for
watch
that.
Out, watch yeah. this space, because I could be talking. I could be completely wrong. It might be 2 years, but the because that Search Press have a whole load of different series of books. And somebody asked me earlier, said, well, what series is it in? And I have no idea.
Yeah.
So all those fine details are still behind out, so yeah. I don't know precisely. But it is a definite.
Excellent. I wonder if there's something that you could do for me. All the artists that I've been interviewing, I've been asking them if they could share some pearls of wisdom. And what I'm looking for is what pearls of wisdom or words of inspiration could you give someone who's thinking about picking up a pencil or a paintbrush? They haven't picked one up yet, but what can you inspire them to pick something up and get started?
Mm. Okay, so, watercolour, learn to love the process. Enjoy the process. Watercolour is a very organic medium, you know. Picking up, mixing up paint in a palette is a fun thing to do. Applying it to paper is a fun and exciting thing to do. Enjoy that process and learn to enjoy that process. That way, it won't matter when things go wrong. So enjoy the process. Don't worry about the results too much. The results will come in time. Also, with painting and drawing, paint and draw everything.
Yeah.
You know, don't restrict yourself too much. I mean, it could be that you've got, you know, it depends on what inspires you. I mean, my paintings all come about from my walking expeditions. You know, I go out, I do a lot of walking. That inspires me to want to pick up the brush, and that is where the paintings mostly come from. If you've got something that particularly inspires the passion in you, use that as your starting point.
Brilliant, yeah. Brilliant. So to someone who's now picked up their brush, they've been doing a few paintings and they're going, oh, these don't look very good.
Yeah.
What words of wisdom or inspiration could you share to get people to improve their art?
Oh, persevere. Don't give up. Just that sounds so obvious, but also empty. But, you know, I see people get very frustrated. Watercolour itself is a very frustrating medium.
Yeah.
And I go back to learning to love the process, but you know, there is no fast track to it.
No.
If you want it enough, you've got to be prepared to put the time in. So practice and persevere at it.
Yeah.
And don't give up. It's too easy to give up.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to give up,
just give
you
up.
Take up origami. That's quite easy, actually. Yeah.
But I suppose what you're saying is just keep at it and practice more.
I mean, really, yes. And also, I mean, it's fine to be influenced. The problem, I think, with people, somebody who's just starting out, is there's a lot of conflicting information out of there.
Yeah.
If you pick up half a dozen different books, different artists will tell you different things.
Yeah.
They'll have their own favourite colours. One will say, you've got to use this colour. Another artist will say, no, you don't want to use that because it's horrible colour. You want to use this colour. And there's a lot of conflicting advice, and I think it's good to absorb it all,
yeah,
but don't be afraid to drop a technique if it's not working for you. You know, don't feel just because an artist who you admire has taught you a particular technique, if it's not working for you, there will be another way of producing the same effect.
Yeah.
I mean, there is more than one way of doing everything in watercolour. So don't feel confined. If it's not... And people get them... They paint themselves into a corner. They get really anxious about the fact that they can't get a particular technique to work. You know, if it's not working for you, at least for the time being, just dump it. Look for a different way of doing it.
Yeah.
Because there will be another way of doing it.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And finally, what advice would you give someone who's thinking of trying to make money with their art?
Oh, don't say no to anything. Keep your options open. I mean, literally, you know, the best opportunities come out of the most unexpected places. it's true, you never know what is around the corner.
Yeah.
So don't be in any way blinkered. Sure, you know, if there's a gallery that you're interested in, that you think might be interested in your work, then approach them, ask them. Don't be afraid to ask the questions. Don't be afraid to be put off by them also. But, you know, it might be that you and that gallery are not meant for each other. Or it might be there are other
ways to do it. Well, the gallery's not ready for you yet.
True.
Yeah.
You know the best way to promote your work? Go online, build yourself a website, or get yourself it costs very little.
Yeah.
You can buy websites off the shelf in PC World these days. You know, online is the new big marketplace, and anybody can promote their work there. There are lots of other websites, online organisations there, all ready and willing to help you. Just careful about parting with your money. You know, it doesn't always go in the right place. You don't have to spend large amounts of money to promote yourself.
No, you don't.
I think that's the new marketplace, and I think everybody should, you know, first thing you should maybe think about building a website.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely brilliant advice there, Peter. Thanks very much. Before we go, final thing is, where do we find out more about you, and where can we get our hands on your DVDs and books?
Visit www.peterwoolley.co.uk.
And how do we spell that?
That's Peter. Woolley is W double O double L E Y.
.co.uk.
.co.uk.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thanks very much, Peter.
Thank you. Yeah, it's my pleasure.